Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. YouTube has made some big waves in the content creation world today with the announcement of a bunch of different innovative AI-powered features to its video platform. And I think most notably is probably some things that they're doing for YouTube Shorts, which are becoming incredibly popular. Of course, it's their TikTok or YouTube or Instagram Reels kind of competitor. And so all of these, you know, new features that people are talking about, one of the most popular ones is called Dream Screen. So this is for Shorts, and it allows users to use an AI-generated video or image background simply by typing in a description. So you could say, you know, a panda drinking coffee, and boom, it's going to come up with either an image or a video of a panda drinking coffee. Now, this is actually really incredible technology. If you think about it, a lot of companies have struggled to do this. OpenAI has not even attempted doing AI video generation. The big one right now is called Runway. And that's a big platform that's doing these, you know, these AI video generations, and they're fairly good. Now, the thing I'll say about Runway is it's definitely not perfect. It's not like as good as, you know, Midjourney is on images, but I'm sure it will get there. I actually am surprised that, you know, YouTube and Google decided that, like, they're going to come out with this cool technology, and it was like an integration for Shorts instead of like making a standalone platform for it. Because, you know, if they just did a video generating platform with AI, I think people would love that. But maybe what I'm thinking is kind of, if you've ever tried Runway, it's like the quality isn't perfect, and it's, I don't know, it's just like not perfect. It's kind of like DALL-E 2 when it came out, or previous versions of like image generators. Like, they did what you told it, but they just didn't look very realistic or very good. So maybe it's going to be similar to that, where the quality isn't quite there. So they decided to throw it on Shorts, and maybe they kind of perfect it and fine tune on Shorts, and then they will maybe make their own platform for it. I'm not sure. In any case, YouTube CEO Neil Mahaz showed the whole audience that thing, and they also did some other cool examples with like underwater castles and like dragons and moon rises and a bunch of different stuff. So in any case, Dream Screen, I'm sure it's a play on words for green screen, but anyways, Dream Screen is getting rolled out to the YouTube Shorts platform, which right now has over 70 billion daily views. This is really impressive. And of course, it has a significant rise from around 50 billion views in January. So this thing is growing very, very quickly. I think with these AI innovations in play, YouTube predicts that the numbers are going to grow in the future. I'm not sure like 100% if that's going to work, because I know even for myself, I have, you know, friends that have over a million followers on, or subscribers on YouTube, that you know, grew exclusively from YouTube Shorts over the last like year pretty much. And they're like, there's no way that they're on YouTube actually creating the content right there. Like, they go film it somewhere else, do the whole thing, edit it somewhere else, and then they upload it through YouTube, of course. So I don't know if this feature is actually going to increase those numbers that much, but it'll be interesting to see. Mohan said, quote, "At YouTube, we're striving to simplify the creation process for everyone. We believe generative AI is the vehicle that'll make this dream a reality." So yeah, I don't know. They're expecting more content. Does that mean more like low quality content is going to flood YouTube? I don't really know. Maybe it's high quality in the future. I don't know. But in any case, I don't think it will make that much of an impact on their actual views, but maybe that's just me. In any case, all of this AI isn't just limited to shorts. So selected creators are soon going to get the first taste of Dream Screen with a broader release anticipated for early next year. Further down the line, YouTube envisions this tool evolving, allowing creators to type in edits or remix ideas, transmuting existing content into new videos. So very interesting. They have a lot of plans for that. Music enthusiasts and creators are also in for a treat. So building on its kind of creator music feature, the next thing that they are talking, the next AI feature that they're talking about is that YouTube is integrating additional AI capabilities. So starting next year, an AI music concierge is going to come up. So by simply typing a video description, creators will be guided to the right track for their videos. Originally, the creator music dashboard kind of facilitated song searches by collections, moods, or genres. This is something I've been using all the way back to when I was in college. I would go there for all sorts of projects because it's just copyright for music that you could use for everything. And you had, yeah, some like collections, mood, genres, like filters you could go through. But in any case, the new AI features they're rolling out is really set to kind of enhance more tailored music selections and is essentially trying to help fit a creator's budget and project requirements, a bunch of other things they can put in there. They could use something like Bard, I'm assuming, to kind of chat with it and get the right music. So multilingual creators and audiences also stand to gain from a new feature that they're rolling out, which is called Aloud, which is an AI-driven dubbing tool poised to be part of YouTube Studios. So this new feature is going to produce AI-generated dubs in alternate languages at a mere click, which is really nice. And this is essentially going to be allowing creators to review and incorporate them seamlessly into their own videos. So currently in its testing phase with select creators, a wider rollout is set for next year, which will be interesting. And another announcement that they made at the event is that they unveiled an AI tool being tested in the YouTube studio, which is called AI Insights for Creators. Essentially, it's aimed at alleviating the brainstorming problem that creators have. And the tool essentially proposes video topics grounded in data about trending audience preferences, right? So their CEO specifically cited examples of Mana Gafori, who's a travel vlogger, and recognizing her audience, looking for trip inspiration. The AI generated a video exploring Portugal's rich history and pinpointing potential highlights, right? So essentially, it's just going to look at the videos you're making, look at the audience you have, and it's going to suggest video titles for you. This is actually a great idea. I think this is a great business idea. This I actually believe is going to contribute to more content being uploaded to YouTube, because if I'm a YouTuber and I got to like sit there and brainstorm, and I have been a YouTuber in the past, so I have experience in this, sitting and brainstorming like content and video ideas is kind of hard. And also, you don't know exactly which video is going to be a hit or not. But if YouTube is literally looking at your audience, what they're interested in, and what your past videos are, they could probably give you some really good insights on exactly what videos to make that are going to do really well with your audience. So I think that that's going to actually lead to more videos being uploaded, contrary to like their AI video generator for just shorts. So this is what they specifically said, quote, "The ordeal of conceptualizing a video often feels like an arduous game of hit or miss. This tool merely offers a catalyst to a creator's thought process." Now creators like Mahan can channel their energy into personalizing content to their distinctive flair. So I think based on, some preliminary testing, the reception has been really positive. Over 70% of the surveyed creators said that AI insights helped their idea processes, and an official launch in the YouTube studio is slated for next year. So I think a lot of really cool things. One trend I'm seeing here is that a lot of companies right now, they're making big AI announcements, but they're saying this is going to roll out next year. So they're just trying to kind of make sure they're capitalizing on the hype and when people are interested in it. And then like, it's not an announcement about something specifically now, although I guess people are currently beta testing this. So very interesting features. It's going to be exciting, and it looks like YouTube, like Google, is going all in on integrating AI into the platform.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.